Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being those who are prepared for Jesus by overcoming and prepared by Jesus to overcome. So each morning we're taking a look at a different aspect of those who overcome, and looking at God's messages through His messenger, recorded by John in the book of Revelation to the seven churches of Asia. And each one has some warnings, but also delivers a promise to those who overcome, who are faithful to the end, who continues to do what is good and right without giving up, knowing they will in fact reap a harvest. And they will be part of that harvest of righteousness. As we think about the things to overcome, today we're going to focus in on overcoming abandonment. Revelation 3, verse 5, says, "He who overcomes will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never blot out his name from the book of life, but will acknowledge his name before my Father and his angels." If you've ever been excluded from something, which you probably have, perhaps something that you've been a part of for a period of time, and then all of a sudden, you're fired. You were told your help was no longer needed. You're just ignored, kind of pushed out the door. Maybe formally, maybe informally. A group of friends that would do things together, all of a sudden you're no longer being invited. There are many ways that we experience abandonment, some more severe than others. But it's a part of the nature of this life, the fickle nature of this life. Loyalty is, well, hard to maintain. Sometimes it's of our doing. Sometimes we've changed and they haven't. Sometimes they've changed and we haven't. Sometimes there's not a really good indicator of where the cause lies. It just happens. But this incredible promise of God to the one who overcomes, like the others, will be dressed in white, will be clean, will be pure, will be presentable. And never abandoned. Never will I blot their name from the book of life. I'm not giving up on them. If they overcome, if they persevere, if they stay faithful to the end, all doubt is removed. Now, I'm not saying that you should live with a spirit of doubt until the end. God makes it clear that He remembers those who are His. But in the process, the enemy wants to tell us otherwise. And the doubts get, seeds of doubt get planted, and sometimes we water them, sometimes we let them grow a little bit. And God's Word is full of promises to help us, as we live this life, to live with a certainty that we are His because of the work He has done. But we're not His because of the work we've done. we've had to accept His work, agree to His terms, total surrender. But because it's His work, because He's a loving and compassionate God to all who would come to Him, there are times in our life more vividly than others, but we know we don't deserve it. And the enemy can use those times to instill doubt. And my encouragement to you today is keep on being faithful. The stumblings don't define you. The faithfulness to God does. And as we live prepared by Jesus to overcome temptation, to overcome failure, to overcome sin, by making us stronger? Well, not necessarily, but by making us clean, by forgiving us, by washing us, by clothing us. And when we have been made clean by Christ, we're prepared to be those who overcome, those who endure to the end, to never give up. Sometimes we start something and we fail to finish it because we realize the expectation at the end isn't going to be what we thought it was. And so we simply stop. As I understand the Bible, the expectation at the end is going to be far greater than what we've even imagined it will be. We overcome. And we overcome all of the abandonment of this world as we become those to whom God says, "Welcome home. You belong. You've overcome this world by being in Christ. Here, your name will never be blotted out." Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with you. It's given us Jesus, the one who paid the penalty for our sin, who cleanses us from all unrighteousness, that clothes us with the righteousness of His own, and presents us before you as one who is blameless. God, today I pray for the courage, the endurance, the perseverance to overcome all things to the end, to continually gaze into your word, to know how you want us to live, and then continually do it. To overcome the temptations of this world, of the enemy, of our heart and mind. To overcome the desires to just quit, to second guess ourselves, to overcome the doubts of your ability to do what you've said you've done. God, help us to live with such confidence, such desire to overcome as we cling to that promise that our names would never be blotted out, that you know those who belong to you. And you are faithful to complete the good work that you began in us. And so, God, for every person today that's feeling some sense of abandonment by someone, may they turn more fully to you and experience and embrace a reminder that as they overcome, they also overcome abandonment. And Father, as we experience that embrace, may we lift up Jesus, the one that has brought us near to you, that as we lift up him, he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.